Prince's Island Park, from sawmill to festival grounds, the entrepreneurial evolution of an island, by Dymphny Dronach. 1. Before. We won't speak of what came before, lest we assume a history that isn't there, or stumble into inappropriate cultural appropriation. But when I walk here, I cannot help imagine what it was like before this bend in the river, this hump of land, this soggy swirl of wetland was deemed convenient for development. Was the dusk thick with the erratic path of bat zipping after mosquito? Did deer wander here to sip in the quiet eddy, nervous ears tuned to predator noise? Did other children giggle along the shore, sunlight prisms in their eyes? One thing is sure, the river hummed its song then, too, its throat rich with glacier, carrying along branches and fish and a billion specks that traced its journey from mountain to estuary. 2. Sawmill. In 1886, Peter Prince rode the train from Quebec to the intrepid beginnings of Calgary, the same year as the first transcontinental passenger train and the Great Fire. Did big plans churn in his mind on that long trip? He founded the sawmill, then the first steam-generated power plant that burned the sawdust from the mill and lit up the still muddy streets with electric light. Did he name this spot Eau Claire, clear water, after seeing the river? How clear was the water that flowed away from the mill? For almost 60 years, the island shrieked with entrepreneurship. Giant saws tearing into logs floated down from the lumber rights held along the Spray and Bow Rivers, deep in the Kananaskis, and miles away. Tall, straight, old growth, the Douglas fir that dries hard enough for any floor joist, the softer lodgepole pine, the alpine larch, the balsam poplar, anything not too crooked that could hold a nail. Strong men pulled trees from the river and onto the conveyor belts with chains and grappling hooks, where ingenuity and might sawed trees into dimensional lumber, the air thick with the scent of sap, for beams and rafters, frames and siding, the main source of building materials as Calgary grew from village to town to city, shelters evolving from shacks to mansions, gleaming of wood polish and wealth. Prince went through four wives before his reign ended. Was he as respected at home as he was in the boardrooms and saloons where his dreams turned to deals? Or did they sit home alone like so many oil wives while he drank with his colleagues and pushed progress with the relentless drive of a locomotive? Did the ecology of the river ever enter into his ledger? Park. Little trace now of such industry, the sweat of men, the piles of lumber, the sawdust that coated everything. Old buildings converted to pubs as icons of success, or new generations of business people's scheme, development still part of the magic spell of progress. Asphalt paths lead to the island park, an oasis of green at the feet of scintillating skyscrapers, the city's progress measured in part in its greenness, its bragging rights as a city of head offices and miles of walking paths, and the number of engineers earnestly biking to work. The channel dug 100 years before to streamline the work of the sawmill, now a lagoon, full of city ducks and geese, bold in their demands. The wetlands reclaimed and nurtured as a showcase of learning, branded for an oil company, treats stormwater before it re-enters the bow. 4. Festival. Prince's Island Park, now another 60 years as refuge, a place for joys both quiet and ebullient. Thousands come, in ones and in throngs, to seek out the peace of the giant cottonwoods and the mellow vibe of the river. I wander here too, in all kinds of weather, seeking respite from concrete and deadlines. The park lends itself as a perfect stage for festivals, a gathering place for the eclectic diversity of humanity that peoples our city. Music swells into summer air, bounces back from the office towers, a different form of entrepreneurship along an indifferent river that will flow long after our last development scheme has run its course.